You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lockie is with me in the studio, and on the phone, we're pleased to welcome Andrew Halford. Andrew, welcome back to Sounds Good. Andrew?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I kind of shouted there at the two of you.
I'm reminded of something Steve Inskeefe said this morning on Morning Edition. He said, well, it's Thursday. We're almost there.
Exactly. And it's May Day. It's May the 1st.
May Day.
Yeah, and many people still have their heat going, I'm sure, because it's cold this morning.
Now, we're actually talking about, today we're talking about what you do at Heartland Cares. And about a fundraising event that is next Thursday.
It is. It's a week from today. It's May the 8th. This is our big benefit to support patient services here at Heartland Cares in Paducah. And it's next Thursday, May the 8th, from 5 to 8 p.m. It's in the Market House Square area in downtown Paducah. That's Broadway and 2nd Street. It's a great time. All seven downtown restaurants are participating with their signature martinis and hors d'oeuvres, entertainment, and a wonderful, wonderful array of silent auction items.
What's the entertainment?
Well, it's going to be a surprise. There are going to be local bands. There are going to be local groups.
Great.
You know, some singing and some instrumental stuff. It'll be good.
So this is an outdoor event. Tickets are $50 and
tickets are $50. That's right. And you can purchase them there on site on Thursday evening, or you can call here at Heartland Cares. And our number here is 270-444-8183.
Now, it's a charming venue, and I understand that the weather will be back out of the winter mode next week.
Exactly. I've been watching that very carefully.
What do you think? Do you think we're still in dogwood winter, or do you think we've progressed to blackberry winter yet?
Oh, I don't think we're to blackberry yet. I think we're kind of in late dogwood winter. Yeah.
Lingering dogwood.
Lingering, exactly. Exactly what it is. Yeah. No, I think the weather is going to cooperate very nicely.
So, you know, I'd like us to zero in on the patient services that this event will fund, because your organization is unusual in the region.
It is. We serve all of the counties in the Purchase area and in the Pennyryle area, many in the Pennyryle area of Western Kentucky, and then we serve the southernmost counties in Southern Illinois from Mount Vernon south.
Whom do you serve?
Well, we serve the even now the growing number of patients who are people who are infected with the HIV/AIDS virus. The only way that we can provide service is if someone has been tested and brings proof of that testing, or they come here, because we are open Monday through Thursday for testing 8 to 5, and it's free and it's anonymous. And once a person is identified as being positive for the virus, then they're immediately sent into a medical appointment with one of our two infectious disease doctors or our nurse practitioner here.
And then what is the array of caring services that you provide as a relationship evolves between the patient and Heartland Cares?
Okay, that's a very good question, Kate. We're probably one of the few clinics where our infectious disease doctors are willing to become the primary care doctor for any of our patients who do not have a primary care doctor outside of Heartland Cares. And that's really very unusual. Our doctors are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If a patient has to enter the hospital, they are usually the admitting doctor. And that's really unusual, because our doctors treat the whole individual. So it's not just the virus; it's everything else physically. We provide mental health services here. We provide nutrition services here. We have an on-site pharmacy, which has been operating here for almost 2 years now. It brings in, dollars for us, which go to programmatic services and other things for our clients. So the pharmacist is able to go in and talk with patients new and returning about adherence and the effect of the medication. And, so we treat the whole person. Plus, we have what we refer to as our medical case managers, and they look at what we used to refer to as the social service side of care. But they also are the connections between the patient and the medical side, which is good. And we have housing services through Heartland Cares, too. So we can assist clients with rent, with utilities, if they have a certain income level, which is important.
Andrew, as you were speaking, it occurred to me that impressionistically and from a position of ignorance, it seems to me that the medical profession and pharmaceuticals have addressed a great deal of the urgency of care.
Yes, they have, and I think that's one of the really two big features that we have here would be the doctors that we have who are willing to take on the primary care, and then now the pharmacy on site, because the doctors saw a real need here for that relationship. We did have good and still continue to have good relationships with other pharmacies, but it's so important to the doctors and to all of the medical staff here that we have this on-site adherence and counseling through the pharmacy. That's really important.
Now, you mentioned when you're talking about getting tickets, how people get in touch with you. And once I asked you, well, where are you? And you explained to me that, you don't just say where you are because of obvious issues.
Exactly, exactly.
And so let's talk about the phone number or the website contact.
Okay. Again, the phone number is 270-444-8183. And again, we're open 8 to 5. Monday through Thursday, and 8 to noon on Friday. Our website is hcares, CARES.org.
And when I say obvious, I just mean that because everything you're involved with is confidential.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And that includes a location. So, listen, back to the spring teeny, as I said, with it being Thursday, and Tracy, I told Andrew that I don't even drink teenies, but my mouth is watering at the thought of same.
I could be persuaded, probably.
the restaurants, Sky Vodka, we work with them for the vodka selections, and they're all special vodkas. One of the ones that was very popular last year, and I understand the restaurant who had this last year didn't ask for it again, but others wanted it, was the passion fruit vodka. We also partner with Midtown Market here in town, and conversation I've been having with them is they're very excited about the restaurants who are calling them for to order special fruits, for these signature martinis. So it's quite an event. You can vote for the best martini, which there is a monetary prize that goes with that. So it's just really a fun evening of just sips. I mean, we're not in the business of trying to get trying to get money out of people. So it's really good, and we think we have a growing interest in this. We're also on Facebook for the first time this year, so it is the Spring Teenie Heartland Cares. That's our Facebook. People can go on and see what we're advertising, because we're changing our Facebook page every day. There's something new. I think yesterday we posted some of the silent auction items, so people can stay in contact with us that way.
Excellent. Andrew, thank you for being here today, and have a nice next Thursday.
Well, thank you, Kate, and for inviting me to be on your show today, and I hope you come. I hope you come.
Well, I'd like to.
Hope you come. Come on. I mean, you can have one taste. You can have one taste. I guarantee you won't forget it.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye-bye.
Andrew Halford is Executive Director of Heartland Cares, Inc.